Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to the Firelamp Bistro. How many for dinner?
There'll be five of us, but I'm afraid I forgot to make a reservation.
No problem. But I should mention that we'll be closing earlier than usual this evening for a private event. If you'd like to sit outdoors on the patio while you wait, I'll send a server to get you started with drinks and appetizers. We'll get you seated as soon as possible.
That sounds fine. Thank you. And if possible, we'd like to sit in a quieter part of the restaurant. We have some business to discuss.
Number 32. What did the woman forget to do? Number 33. What does the man say about the restaurant? Number 34. What does the woman request? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Suresh. Office World Incorporated is thrilled about this collaboration with your company. Your signature line of office products looks great, and we believe they'll sell quite well. We're looking forward to partnering with you.
Thanks. I look forward to a good working partnership as well. And I'm proud of the fact that all my products are made with recycled materials. I want to promote environmental responsibility.
I'm impressed. Ah, and here is Vidika with her camera equipment.
Hello. I'm here to take some promotional photos. I'd like to get some shots of you with your products, Suresh. We want to post them online.
Number 35. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 36. What does the man emphasize about some products? Number 37. Why has Vidika joined the meeting? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Lirong. Thanks for meeting with me. I'd like to consider advertising strategies for our bicycle shop during the annual charity bicycle race.
Well, like last year, as one of the sponsors of the event, we'll have our company name printed on the banner.
Great, but this year, I'd also like us to donate our top-of-the-line bicycle to the winner of the race to show how much we care about our community.
That's a nice idea, but sponsoring the race is already going to be costly. I'm worried about the added expense of donating a bicycle as well.
Number 38. What event are the speakers discussing? Number 39. What does the man suggest doing this year? Number 40. What concern does the woman express? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome, Farida, and here's your identification badge. My name's Malik Aljahani. I'm a senior engineer, and during your first 60 days at Tilmer Tech, I'll be mentoring you throughout the new employee onboarding process.
I'm glad to be here. Your company's one of the top manufacturers of robotic vacuum cleaners in the country. Since I just graduated from university, It's exciting to be applying all that theory directly to this engineering job.
Absolutely. And right now, we're headed to your first activity for today. Like all new engineers here, you'll be tasked with taking apart and reassembling our top-selling product. It's a first step in helping you become knowledgeable about how our product functions.
Number 41. Who is the man? Number 42. What product does the company manufacture? Number 43. What will the woman most likely do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Jyoti, I can't believe it. You know how I told you that I won some tickets to my favorite basketball team's championship for this weekend? Well, now I can't go.
Why? What happened? You look really disappointed.
One of my clients has requested a rush on their order. I'll need to do a quality check on all the products so we can ship by Monday morning.
Well, I'm free this weekend. Why don't I take over for you? Just let your supervisor know that I can do the quality check. You can help me out next weekend.
Number 44. What was the man hoping to do this weekend? Number 45. Why does the man need to cancel his plans? Number 46. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I understand that you found a good candidate to deliver the keynote speech at our conference.
I have. Dr. Murad Jabrin. He's a specialist in sports medicine, and he's developed new surgical techniques for athletes with knee injuries. His new book on the topic will be published later this month, actually.
Oh, yes. I've heard of him. I wonder if we have enough money to give copies to everyone who comes to the conference.
I can check our budget.
Number 47. What was the man asked to do in preparation for a conference? Number 48. Who is the conference intended for? Number 49. What does the woman want to hand out to conference attendees? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling about your advertisement. I currently rent a space downtown where I build and repair furniture, but the owners just sold the building and I have to be out by the end of the month.
Well, my space is quite large, enough to fit two cars or a work truck. It also has a dock in the back to load large containers, if that would be useful to you.
Ideally, yes. I build large items, and a loading dock would make pickup and delivery easier.
Would you like to see it this afternoon? Currently, there's no electricity, but I could call and have it turned on today.
Number 50. Who is the woman? Number 51. What does the man highlight about a workspace? Number 52. What does the man offer to do for the woman? Question Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Wasim, I know this is last minute, but is there any chance we can add another section to the workbook for tomorrow's seminar?
Oh, the workbook's already been printed.
I see. I just learned that the company added a new policy about working with clients that we need to include.
Well, why don't we just add an insert to each copy of the workbook before we pass them out? Then everyone will be informed of the change.
Number 53. What are the speakers preparing for? Number 54. What does the man imply when he says,
"The workbook's already been printed"?
Number 55. What does the man suggest? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Astrid. Thank you for meeting with me.
Of course. I have an open-door policy for all my employees here at the factory.
So, I'd like to talk about changing my work schedule to the day shift.
Well, we've had a lot of requests for that lately.
I see. But remember, I've been working the night shift for over 10 years.
That's true. Let me look into it. I'll check the schedule and see what I can do. No promises, though.
Number 56. Who most likely is the woman? Number 57. Why does the woman say,
"We've had a lot of requests for that lately"?
Number 58. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I have bad news. Ifei just sent me a text message. Her car won't start. The battery seems to be dead. She won't be here in time to lead her tour group.
Oh no. Well, I'm leading a tour of the seaport this morning.
Rajiv, you're available. I know you're technically still in training, but I think you can handle it.
The historic warehouse district, right? I'm a little nervous about that.
You did a great job when you shadowed me on that tour last week. You even answered questions from the group.
Number 59. What news does the woman share? Number 60. Who are the men? Number 61. Why is Rajiv nervous? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and road lane diagram.
We need to check with the project manager about today's construction schedule.
I already did. I just came from his office. He said we're going to close off multiple lanes to create a safe work zone.
Got it. Which ones are we closing?
All of them, except for the passing lane.
Wow. This closure is really going to affect the morning commute.
You're right. I'm going to ask for extra personnel to help manage the traffic volume.
Number 62. Where has the woman just come from? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which lane will stay open today? Number 64. What does the woman say she will ask for? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Let's start planning the annual employee retreat.
Yes, I think we should hold it outside. We're at our desks all day, so it would be really great to spend some time in the sun.
I agree. There's a place, Oliver's Orchard, that lets you pick your own fruit. We could have the event there.
Great idea. The retreat's in June. Is it open then?
According to the website, they are.
Perfect. I'll call the orchard to make a reservation for our group.
Number 65. What does the woman suggest about an event location? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which fruit will be picked during the event? Number 67. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
Hi, I'm looking for an apartment and I saw your advertisement. Do you have any two-bedroom apartments available in May?
Yes. In fact, we've just finished construction on a new complex.
Does the complex have a lot of outdoor space? I'd like to have an area to entertain guests outside.
Yes, there's plenty of green space. The building in the back corner, farthest from the office, has the most space and a lot of shade.
I'd be interested in that.
And for an extra $80 per month, you can get a reserved parking space right in front of your unit.
Number 68. Who most likely is the woman? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which location is the woman referring to? Number 70. What might the man pay extra for?